Hello everyone and welcome back to M Square Podcast. Today we have with someone who is known for his directorial success in prominent commercials for brands like Vivo, LG, Sprint, Bandhan Bank and many more. He is currently immersed in an exciting untitled Bollywood film project featuring an exceptional cast which includes Arshad Warsi, Juhi Chawla, Divya Dutta, Gauhar Khan, Jitendra Joshi and Prakash Belavadi. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Nitish on our show. Nitish, welcome to the show. I'm very excited for this because I've got a lot of questions which I wanted answers to from, you know, how the director's thing goes in Bollywood. So welcome Nitish to the show.
Thank you so much Anurag, and excited to be here as well. I'm good to have this chat.
Nitish, I wanted to start by asking that how did your journey start, in the directorial side of it? Like, did it start with trying to become an actor and then later on finding your passion in the directorial side of it? Or was it always, you know, wanting to being a director? How did it start for you?
Okay, so it's a bit of a long story because, you know, I think most of the director stories might be similar. Okay. I used to write as a kid. Okay, I used to write poetry and I paint. And
oh, wow.
I used to do a little bit of break dancing when I was a kid and all of that. But films really never occurred to me for a very long time. Okay. Dad is an engineer, put me into engineering. It, it didn't take very long for me to realize that I don't see myself as an engineer. Took a very rebellious step out saying that, no, I want to do something creative. But it never really occurred to me then also that, you know, filmmaking is the way to go.
Okay.
I think as people we want to communicate with the world. We want to show, you know, because we all see the world in a very different way. Mm-hmm. Right. You're not watching me the way I am right now. You are watching me as an interpretation of who I am, right?
Okay.
And similarly, I see the world in a certain way, and I write and I paint, and I think those are all my expressions. Very incidentally, I happened to direct a film without even knowing what direction was. This was very, very years back, several years back. And I kind of fell in love with filmmaking, and that's how I got into filmmaking.
Really. Okay.
Because what it appeared to me was that I could bring these abstractness inside me that I could communicate to the world that we are all itching to do that. And it also looked like I could bring in my passion for music. I could bring in my storytelling. I could bring in my, the world view that I have to the world out there. And it looked like the filmmaking is a culmination and a solution for all of those artistic gap that I was trying to fill. Because prior to that, I have worked in various industries. I was a superstar in the first couple of months, and I get bored within exactly 9 months. It was always like, and probably because I was trying to fill it, because there was some void that I was trying to fill in. And filmmaking, from the time I got into it, I never looked back, because it has always kept me, it has always challenged me as a creative person. It has always challenged me as a individual. There is always something new to learn. I'm still learning after so many years. Every shoot is something new to learn. And there is always a new problem that needs to be solved, creative problem that needs to be solved. And being a psychologist, I'm an obsessed learner of mind, and I've been extremely focused on that as a creative person. To reach out to another individual and make an impact on another individual emotionally, I think there is nothing more than a film. You know, the film is one of the best medium to reach out to another a person and to move them emotionally.
Yeah.
So that is how I got into filmmaking. I know that's like a very nutshell way of saying it, but yeah.
So I think that is very, you know, the way you said that you started with writing and then you eventually found out that film is a medium where you can start showing people the world from your view. And how difficult it is. So like, I wanted to ask you from a perspective that once you started shooting ads, directing ads and all, right, how difficult it is for a director to understand how I can convey it in a manner that people perceive it in the way I'm seeing it, because everyone has their own interpretations, right? And you might be trying to convey a thing A and people perceive it as Z. And I think that is when the problem, and I think the actual challenge of being a director comes in, that I have to understand people's perspective. Or how do you go about the whole process? You know, say suppose if we get an ad like Bandhan Bank or any other ad like any one that you have done. So how do you take up the whole process? How does that whole flow work for you?
Okay, so it's very different for advertising. It's very different for feature-length films. And of course, other mediums as well. And as far as advertising is concerned, the vision is always already pre-created by the creative teams in the agencies. Unless I am actually writing for a brand directly.
Okay.
Which is also something that I've done in the past. But most of the times, advertising agencies have already thought through basis the communication that is required for the brand, right? And as it comes to me, my primary prerogative is to make sure that, you know, whatever that vision is, to take it to a level that it communicates to the target group. You know, that's a word that in advertising that we use.
Yeah. The targeting, the target segment, the marketing target segment, the target groups, yeah.
So it's a very blend of marketing and creativity. And yes, there has been times, for example, there was a script of a child dreaming about a microwave. For me, it didn't make sense to me. Because a child would not dream of a microwave. And what I did was I created this fantasy world inside a microwave, which is like fair, and there is this creatures and there is people, you know, I think it's there on my reel if you take a look at it. So those kind of additions is largely, but it's still within the scope of the vision that the agency has already drawn up. And how do you translate that into a treatment and then a treatment of a film which that one would really enjoy watching? And because advertising is one of the most difficult tasks to be advertising films is because we have a swipe culture now. And television, again, now we have the option to just, you know, the remotes are always the enemy of advertising because nobody really wants to sit and watch an ad, right? Whether it is 30 seconds also, they don't have the patience for it. Ad is the time to switch channels, right? Yeah. Ad is a time where you go for a skippable. If it is a skippable ad, they'll skip it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure that the viewer or, you know, stays and finds that interesting and enjoy that particular communication and say, okay, and also be influenced by it and say, okay, no, I'm going to buy this product. It's a tremendous task. There is a lot of psychology in play here as well. So for me, I've always looked at it in terms of, you know, how do I make it crafty? Whenever something comes, I always keep it in I filter it in this particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the treatment needs to be simple because nobody wants to see convoluted stuff. Treatment needs to be fresh because one of the problem with advertising that I'm kind of seeing is it becomes very templatized over a period of time. You know? Every ad looks the same. So how do we make it fresh and how does it stand out from the rest of the clutter out there and the content out there? And how do you make it crafty? That's where the filmmaking and the technical and the creative aspect of craft comes into the play.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, how does it reach emotionally to an individual, right? Because if you're watching it, any sort of a communication that you put out there, it needs to make a positive impact. It needs to move this particular individual. And that is where my skills in psychology also comes into play. And of course, the creative aspects comes into the craft and all of that. I package it and then I put it out there. So that is how advertising works. Of course, it's a little different for long form. Long form is purely a puristic activity. It's a very artistic activity because this is something that I want to say. My movie is about what I have drawn up. I don't have a client or a brand to answer.
Have to listen to, that their SOPs you have to adhere to.
Here it is more about wanting to tell a story and want to tell a genuine story that I've that's been playing in my mind for a very long time and wanting to hoping that, you know, people will watch it and enjoy it.
So, Nidhish, also, like, you know, like, there are certain ads that have stayed with people and mostly have come from Pidilite, right? Be it Fevikwik, be it Fevicol. Yes. And I think those ads, iconic ones, like, people still see it. And be it Chlormint also, I feel, is, you know, Dubara Mat Puchna or Melody Itni Chocolaty Kyo Hai, that has stayed with people and it has, you know, passed the test of time. I am forgetting the name, the book Pandemonium by Mr. Pandey, like, who was there in Ogilvy, who has written those ads, I forgot. So I think those ads have stayed the test of time. And, you know, in recent times, there are very few ads that stay with the people.
The whole landscape has changed, you know. We are all missing those type of ads. And because as a director, like I said, ultimately the custodians of ads are the advertising agencies, right? And the creative agencies who do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as directors, even include, I'm I'm on your side because I keep waiting for such great scripts to come
through.
I would like to execute. I mean, we work on what we get, right? But having said that, the landscape has changed. And also, if you really think about it, those kind of communication, those kind of narratives worked in a certain period of time for a certain type of an audience. Okay, now probably if we do a great ad like that also, is the same audience going to appreciate it in the same way? Probably, we don't know. Ultimately, we don't know because we are all evolving every day, and so is advertising has evolved over the period of time. There are some great ads still out there. There are some great creative minds out there in agencies, which is going to be who are doing some kick-ass job. I hope I get some of them. You know, like that'll be very nice to work on such moving commercials, which
stay with people.
You know, which we use that word iconic, right? Which never goes away. Even 10 years down the line, I'm sure that we'll still be talking about whether it is the Happy Dent ad, whether, you know, smiles and the light
goes. Miles, light shines. Whether, and,
whether it is the call ads. Or, but, you know, if I also realize there is something about humor. There's a certain type of humor that is very interesting. Humor is also has transformed now. Now people also enjoy very straight faced humor. Necessarily in that sort of manner. So there is a lot of these ads, iconic ads, which has been done earlier. We have a different segment. We have a different type of creatives come, and in a way, I don't really see it as a bad thing because. What happens is, if you really stick to one, again, that is also being tempted. You know what I mean? The evolution has to happen. And in between this, Hira nikalta hai, something new.
Agreed.
Interesting comes out. And that is the exciting part because, if you stick to something was good and if you keep doing the same thing, then it becomes boring after a certain period of time.
Agreed, yeah. So, Nidhish, we talked about advertising, like creating ads, directing ads. So when you work on ads, you will work with different creators, like when I say creators, actors, like you work with Vivo and also they have the best actors in there. So how do you deal with them? Like, not when I say deal with them, how do you direct them? Do they give their inputs or do you tell them, okay, this is the vision that we're trying to get and this is what we want? Because I'm not sure how long the shoots last, but you won't have that time to build that rapport with the actors and actresses, and how difficult it gets as a director, to tell, okay, this is what we have to
working
do.
Working with a celebrity is always a task, especially for ads, because most of the time we get a couple of hours. We don't even get that 12 hours sometimes. See, I kind of realized, forget advertising, any sort of a film, I think the word star should not really affect the director. It doesn't affect me. You could be a star. For me, he's an actor on set. He's found success in his field of area. Yeah. But when he comes on set, he's my actor. Now, with actors, anyway, I build a certain sort of an understanding and connection with them. It is immaterial whether he has got a stardom or not.
Okay.
Like, the idea is that as an actor, when you are on set, you need to... There is a certain vision that I've come with, which needs to be executed in a certain way. Right? And this vision is in tandem with the advertising agencies and the client. And there is a certain need needs to be done in a certain way. Yeah. Unlike cinema, we can't change the character in advertising.
True.
Because the character is in a certain way. Right? In cinema, those things happen because of certain stardom and stuff. But I work with an actor. For me, being a psychologist, it helps. Because I go to the roots of it, I kind of help them get and enter into that space of being an actor. I make them feel comfortable. I kind of think that it's a very collaborative process. It's not that, director bolte hai, actor karte. Of course, bhai hota hai, but the thing is, what I mean is, they will have some fantastic inputs. And I have observed this even during my long forms and other video processes, is that when as a writer also sometimes we see it overall, we see it in a macro level, and as a director we look at it technically, how it appears. This actor will have this, why is this character doing this, there is a motivation of why that individual. And there was some it was a very funny incident where one of the ads that I was shooting recently, and he said he should हंसते हंसते ना उसके ना ऐसे फील होना चाहिए कि उसकी आंखें बड़े होके ना मतलब शुड ऑल्सो एक्सप्रेस दिस एंड दैट एंड ऑल द क्लाइंट हैड एन एक्सपेक्टेशन. आई सिंपली सेड ओके कैन यू शो मी व्हाट यू आर सेइंग. Like he is doing one particular act, you know, humanly we can hold one thing.
Yeah,
we can smile or we can cry or we can do this. Crying ke beech mein hasna bhi ho sakta hai. Lekin hasna bhi hai, phir uske andar mein kuch aur bhi dal do. Matlab, you know, teen cheeze nahi hoga. If you can't do it, like I'm not saying you'll be a great actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you can't do it, then nor can the actor do it. और वी कैन फिगर आउट अ वे टू डू इट वन आफ्टर द अदर मे बी. और रोने के बाद फिर रुक के फिर हंसे और फिर सरप्राइज दिखाए, वो हो सकता है. यू नो दैट्स अ पॉसिबिलिटी राइट. बट देयर इज अ मेथड टू इट राइट. बिकॉज़ समटाइम्स सो व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से इज दैट यू नो सो दैट ऑल्सो व्हेन यू वर्क विद सर्टेन एक्सपीरियंस्ड एक्टर्स दे विल टेल यू यू नो सो आई कैन पेस इट लाइक दिस, आई कैन ट्रांजिशन लाइक दिस, आई कैन एक्सिट लाइक दिस एंड ब्रिंग इन दिस अनदर इमोशन. And it's a great experience of that collaboration between a director and actor is a fantastic because, you know, then most of the time we do this before shoot and not necessarily on set because on set we have a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
But with celebrities, we don't get that time. So sometimes it happens on set where we just, you know, play along and they're like, yeah, aise karke raha, aise kuch leke aate. You know what I mean? This is a process. Okay. So, but it's one of the most beautiful processes that you can do on set. And I don't think even I most of the stars at least brings in that sort of a makes it difficult to the director in terms of, you know, they would want working to do it. That is also their enjoyment as an actor or trade in terms of, you know, wanting to express in ways that they want to.
Yeah.
They can exploit themselves as an actor.
Yes. So, Nidhish, now moving to the bigger screen, right? Now moving from ads to the directing movies, you're working on an untitled movie.
Yes.
And, you know, with Juhi Chawla and Devi Dutta and everyone else. So, how, Arshad Varsi is also there. So, how challenging it gets, you know, to do a full feature film as compared to an ad and how difficult that transition is. Because if you have worked for a longer time in a particular format, your mind gets accustomed to it. So, now to do that whole unlearning and then learning the new thing, getting adjusted to the new thing, how challenging it gets as a director?
Well, I've worked on long formats even before advertising. I've assisted and I've worked in multiple. See, one of the thing about a director is that he needs to, so you don't shoot, right?
I mean,
you don't hold the camera and shoot it yourself. You don't do art. You don't edit your film, right? You're not acting. You are not doing music yourself. You're not doing sound yourself.
Right? Yeah.
You have people do things for you, but at the same time, they need to do what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Right? So, ultimately, what happens is you need to have that crystal sharp vision of what you want, how you want it, the way you want to cut, like, which means that you need to know every single trade, every single craft in a way. So I went through that grilling process. I've assisted as an AD. I've worked as a production designer, in a production designer team.
Yeah.
I've edited, done music. I've done acting. I also acted in an ad.
Oh, yeah.
But my interest is not in acting. I've also trained in acting with Anupam Kher's films.
Okay.
I have worked on as a spot boy to almost every other department I've worked before even taking the plunge into long formats and stuff like that. Why? Because it gave me an in-depth. Right now, when I sit with a music director, I can tell him specifically and he would understand. When I sit with an actor, because I'm an actor, I know how to communicate with an actor.
Yeah.
Because I have worked on production design, if I'm not getting it, I might as well get there and get things done. This is one part of it. And secondly, film, whether duration-wise, it can be different. And like I said, it's about... probably because I come from I've worked with an agency for a long time. So I understand advertising quite in detail. Right? I understand how client thinks and what the brand is, what an archetype is, what we need to do and what we shouldn't do. I understand it. I understand what is a great narrative. And I'm also I'm not neither a copy or an art, but I used to... I was hired as a creative director. I was to head a content studio and a production. That's a separate thing. But I am a filmmaker. My core competency has always been filmmaker, who has also worked in an agency. Right. So for me, these two blends together to create the kind of films that I make right now.
Yeah.
And all those experiences in other industries also helps me, because my observation has, of multiple type of industries has helped me in telling stories which is more authentic. And because my world view has become a little more bigger, because I was not doing one thing throughout my life. You know what I mean? I've done multiple things and various things. Which is, and I think that my reel is also very versatile that way, because if you see, I'll do humor, I've done fashion, I've done this and that and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of car and, you know, those things. So what I'm trying to say is, so it doesn't matter whether it is a short form or a long form. Filmmaking is filmmaking.
Okay.
Is that it's very clear ki what is the objective. If your objective is clear, objective of advertising is to make a film that appeals to the TG. Basis is the creative that has been written by the agency, or if you have written it yourself for the brand that would work for the brand. It's to make a positive impact on the brand and should be entertaining and communicating in a certain time period. The objective of the feature film is purely, again, depending on the kind of genre that you're working on, is for entertainment. It is for you to tell a story. It's about trying to tell what you want to say. So we say, right, communication is divided into three parts. Who are you talking to? What are you saying? How do you want them to feel when you have said what you have said? Right? This is the three principles. I am talking to a larger audience, whether it's a huge audience, right? We have people from different genres, right? Different life. They come to a theater, pay $250 or $500 nowadays, but they pay a ticket and they come in, they want to be entertained. One, they need to, you know, I also believe that a film can impact cultures, you know, the films have impacted cultures throughout. And
it's true.
I try to leave something that they can take away when they're leaving the theater.
Mm-hmm.
To entertain as well as take something away, and create characters which are remarkable and believable, and, you know, something that they would carry and think about. So, that's what long form is all about. Does not matter whether it is short or long. The objective is the most important thing for me.
Yes. So Nidhish, you were mentioning about that films impact cultures, and, you know, about the films creating an impact on the society. And now this brings me to a question that is rife after 1st of December when Animal got released. Okay, I'll say that I loved the movie in terms of how he directed it, the music that amalgamated with the whole thing. I feel that nobody does it, like very few people does it better than how Sandeep Reddy Vanga does in terms of using music to accentuate. And the only thing this year I realized that was in Animal, and the other thing was in 12th Fail when Vidhu Vinod Chopra ji used music. So there was this one, I watched 12th Fail thrice in theaters. I loved it when it got released, and I'm a person who watches it multiple times. So I watched Animal twice already. I posted a story about watching Animal twice, and I got a whole lot of hatred on, like, why are you watching Animal so many times? You did not post any story about Sam Bahadur. I was like, I watched it twice. So I watched RRR five times in theaters because I loved the pre-interval sequence, right? When all those tigers, leopards come across. I am a fan of that, the huge spectacle, right? I watched Jawan thrice. I watched Pathaan almost the same time. So I feel Sandeep Reddy Vanga, the way he amalgamates music into his movies, be it Kabir Singh, be it Arjun Reddy, and be it here also. And like,
unusual use of music.
Yeah, and he uses his songs very judiciously, right? They make the story go forward. It is not like a suddenly something out of the blue, but it's like, you know, every song is there in the movie to propagate a story or propagate the story forward. So I wanted to ask you, when we talk about movies having an impact, how seriously should one take movies like Animal? I loved the movie, every aspect of it. I felt a little bit off on a certain things, but I was like, fine, yeah, it's his vision of the story. He's trying to tell a story. I had a
discussion yesterday with two of my colleagues and my producers and all of that. See, any film, any cinema, first of all, you know, to all the criticism and trolling and all of that that happens on the internet, first thing first is, it takes an enormous amount of time and effort and hundreds of people working for months and months and years. I'm sure that Sandeep must have written this script like quite a long time back. Spent an enormous amount of time to make it the way it is. So all kudos to him. And, you know, And for people to just look at something which that does, see, that everybody has a point of view.
Yeah.
Every single individual, whether has a point of view. In general, the Indian or the world is that, you know, people only appreciate their own point of view. They don't appreciate other people's point.
Yes.
That's a big problem. You know, it's his point of view. It's his world. That's how he sees the world.
Yeah.
Right, wrong. We can have a point of view that it is wrong.
Yes.
But then going out and, you know, trolling and, you know, ganging up and saying that this is shit and all of that, it's a, I don't know. I have a different point of view about it. My personal perspective about making impact, see, I have a disagreement with some of his ideologies as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not to a point that I will go and troll him or say him that it's wrong.
Agreed.
That's his point of view, right or wrong, it's his point of view. My ideology about it is that the way he portrays character, or at least in his world that he portrays characters, are that, you know, the men should be this way. Men are
alpha. Yes.
You know, this film starts off with the context of alpha.
Yes.
I have a problem with that particular minor thing called alpha is very different in a jungle. Alpha is very different in a creative space. For example, if you are in a creative space, the guy with the idea is the alpha.
Yeah.
Not the guy who's physical, you know, go and beat up people. He's not alpha in a creative space. In creative space, the guy with the biggest idea is the alpha.
Yeah, agreed.
He can be a quiet one. He could be a child. It could be a child who's sitting there and coming up with this great idea. And suddenly you'll see that 20 people in that room will follow that particular child.
Yeah.
In a crisis situation, the guy who has a solution becomes the alpha. Right? And here, male, female doesn't matter. It's not that alpha male nahi hona chahiye. Alpha to koi bhi ho sakta hai. Koi alpha can be a female also. Right? Alpha can be a female. Like I said, anybody who is able to make people follow them, with whether it is an idea, whether it is whatever it is, and then do tremendous things, becomes an alpha. Right?
Okay.
So for me, that ideology of how you show and repeatedly show in a second film that men should be like this, all men, first of all, cannot be like this. And if they all start behaving like this, it's a disaster. Okay. And men should not... See, men are different types. You are different. I am different. Everybody is different. But it's his character. Ultimately, Sandeep's character is that. So, okay. Matlab, it's fine. I looked at it. It wasn't entertaining. It was super entertaining. It's a super
entertaining. Okay, super fun.
Crazy fun, you know, when he brings that gun and or whatever that he does, was so fun. The way he has shown it was amazing.
Yeah.
But these are my ideological differences, but similarly to how women should be submissive. He has tried to show that in two films. And why should the woman be submissive? Does not have to be submissive.
Yeah.
Women are not submissive in nature. Women, I'm a bit of a feminist, so I have that point of view that, you know, that women should not be.
Yeah.
Again, there is nothing called one type of a woman. There is
one type of woman or one type of man. Agreed.
There is no one type of a man, and men like this. Where that first statement will take you, alpha koi chunoge. Not necessarily. A lot of women won't choose alpha. You know, they will not pick code for that alpha type of a guy.
Yes, yes, yeah. I think the way you mentioned,
right?
You mentioned that, you know, like the alpha, like in a room, I think that's a very interesting perspective. And it also adds on to that is a perspective I did not have, I would say, you know, that's a very nice way to put things out. And I have a new addition in when I talk to people, like I guess I'm going to use that now, that definition that you gave, because that's a very interesting perspective and I did not have it. So I think that is where, you know, like when you mentioned that it's a director's job to portray things how people were present in the beginning.
Only, I don't know. Not, like I said, it's his film. He sees the world. He has really worked hard for it.
Got it. Yeah.
Anybody, I've done films, so I know how hard it is to make, finish, sell, and to find success in a particular area of work. Takes an enormous amount of work and hard work.
Yeah.
So, all respect and due respect to him. My only thing is, like I said, this is my disagreements with the whole portrayals in certain way.
Yeah.
And this is my comment about any director, any film that I see, and I'm entitled to my point of view anyway.
Yes, yes, true.
Right.
Yes,
another
point of view
is that ultimately, you know, every director has something called as a social responsibility. When you start exaggeratingly show people, there are feeble minds who gets affected by it. And I'm not saying that, you know, the influence is only from cinema. There is also don't we know, then the next argument, don't we have alpha and people who behave like this in corporate world, all that is there. But then just that, when you are an artist, when you put something out there in public medium, you have a bit of a social responsibility, right? For example, I keep quoting this, like how there was two films that I've seen where there was a rape sequence that was happening.
Okay.
One sequence was about, you know, they've actually shown the whole process of, you know, dragging the whatever, you know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was a sequence of a woman being dragged into the car and a wide shot, the car is just moving.
Okay.
The horror of what could have happened is already playing in my head. I don't need to see
this is woman that being Shridevi movie.
I remember. You know which movie I'm talking about.
Yes.
So that's a difference in taste. You understand? How explicitly do you want to say something to people, right? When you say something very explicitly and glorifyingly say it, what happens is certain minds think this is cool.
Okay.
And this is okay to be like this, and this is how you should be. And trust me, when Kabir Singh was released, there was 100 people who were wearing the same kind of dress. I hope they didn't copy the behavior.
Yeah.
Because if they did, that would have created a bad mess in at least several people's lives. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of M Square Podcast. I hope you all had an amazing time listening to it like we had while recording it. And we would like to thank everyone who has been showering their love with us. I request you all to keep your support and love with us and keep sharing our episodes with all your loved ones or people who you feel might benefit from our episodes. And with this, we come to a conclusion to this episode. We would really like, and if you can drop us your support, that is in the form of follow on Instagram at AnuragManik7 and at M Square Podcast. And if you really like our episode, please do share it with your loved ones and with anyone you feel our episode can be a benefit or can bring them some value in whatever pursuit they are doing. And do not forget to check out our Instagram, because we keep updating the latest posts and any latest updates about podcasting up there. And as we always say, until next time, stay quirky, stay different. And this is your host, Anurag Manik, signing off for today.